the showers.
So this is the first day of spring.
At 9:57.
Yeah. It's also Persian New Year.
Yes.
It's Nowruz. I love the way they celebrate. They start by jumping over bonfires, which have always been fascinating.
Why not?
And then, of course, great Persian food, lots of celebration
it's
to welcome.
Good time.
Tis indeed.
Good time of year.
Now, have you been noticing flowers? Have you anything popping up in your garden?
I do indeed have some little,
little green
signs
stuff.
Of spring.
And cherry blossoms are now beginning to bloom. I've seen a couple.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Which means the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival is beginning, starting soon. The festival is already accepting submissions for its annual haiku competition. It attracts entries from no fewer than 39 countries. Including places that don't have any cherry blossoms. And the winners will have their haiku posted on hundreds of buses and published in magazines and papers. Christopher Gaze, the founder of Bard on the Beach, our lovely Shakespearean festival, which I imagine you're going to be out there hammering in the tent pegs pretty soon, aren't you, putting up your tents?
It's coming.
He's here to help celebrate spring and cherry blossoms. He even has a surprise for us. Hello there.
Good morning, Rick.
Have you seen some cherry blossoms?
I did, just as we went out back to get into the motor car. I normally cycle here, but I had other things to do today. Tea and trumpets for the symphony today.
Yes.
So I came in my car because I had my tuxedo. But as we came out, there were cherry blossoms lying in our back garden.
So lovely.
On the ground already.
Really?
Yeah, just fallen off the tree.
And you are such a well-traveled man. how do Vancouver's blossoms compare on the world stage?
Well, that's a nice question. And as I was considering the haikus, which we are going to read in a moment.
Yes, you are.
I wanted to toss this in, Rick. This is A. Houseman from A Shropshire Lad. And this digs deep. Loveliest of trees, the cherry now is hung with bloom along the bough and stands about the woodland ride, wearing white for Eastertide. Now, of my 80 years and 10, 20 will not come again, and take from 70 springs a score, it only leaves me 50 more. And since to look at things in bloom, 50 springs are little room, about the woodlands I will go, to see the cherry hung with snow.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I love that. And that evokes, of course, England, any gorgeous woodland scene. The first day of spring, is it not?
Yes, 9:57, we're counting down. 9:57 this morning is when it arrives.
Well, hopefully the snow will be gone shortly.
The snow, look out here, we've got green grass, and I do have some green things sprouting up in my back garden as well.
Perfect.
I do love the cherries, though,
yeah.
And we are blessed in this city because we have such a wide array of them, the pinks and the whites, and so many streets that you can actually drive through a tunnel of pink sometimes.
It's stunning, and that would lead, again, Linda Poole started this Cherry Blossom Festival, and I know you know her, and she's just a fantastic, she still is the executive director. It's wonderful now that we have a way to embrace, as you say, these glorious visions. A year ago, we were in Japan, Jennifer and I, and we watched how they celebrate Sakura there and in Tokyo on the street, laying down tarpaulins or cardboard or whatever. And they sit on the street side underneath the cherry blossoms and are festive. And it's glorious.
Now, we help celebrate as well with a haiku contest. Now, you've brought in some.
I have.
Can you read a couple for us?
Okay. Best British Columbia haiku. I got that one.
Good.
A crow's nest. The wind drops. White blossoms. The best Canadian haiku. Waiting for the blossoms. The birds are still up the magician's sleeve. Best United States haiku, lighting a path for the cherry blooms, first grade teacher. Best international haiku, this side of winter, tuning the mandolin to mountain cherry. A best youth haiku, a bird bath under a tree. Filled with cherry blossoms.
Now, I understand you have a surprise for us because you, too, have written a haiku.
Well, someone that is very close to me has, I said I had to write it, but fortunately Jennifer wrote it, and she wrote it all for you. Sleep falls away, sound in my ear, Ricky. So that's Jennifer's in praise and great reverence and love of you.
And please pass along my love to her, too.
Okay.
While you're here, when will you start hammering the tent pegs for the Bard Festival?
It ain't far away. I think we'll be down on site in about 10 days' time.
And this is your 25th anniversary.
Yeah, there's so much to celebrate for us this year, 25 years. And this year, of course, the shows are so celebratory. It's just going to be one not to miss. People should go to the Cherry Blossom, and they should come to Bar on the Beach. They should come to Tea and Trumpets this afternoon.
You took the words out of my mouth. No. You know, we celebrate Cherry Blossom Festival at the beginning of spring, and, of course, it wouldn't be summer in Vancouver. We didn't have the Bard to go to.
One thing leads to another.
It does indeed.
Thank you, my friend. Much to be happy about. Thank you, Rick.
Christopher Gaze, founder of Bard on the Beach, and also is part of the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival, and will be with our symphony today for Tea and Trumpets, which is a fabulous way to spend your lunch hour. Go and listen to some great music. The Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival starts the beginning of April, but the haiku contest has begun now. And for more details, go to their website, vcbf.ca, vcbf.ca. And we want you to share your best cherry blossom photos with us. If you can send them to us, email them at CBC Early Edition. You can tweet them to us at CBC Early Edition or email them early at cbc.ca, and we'll share them on our social media pages. The cherry blossoms. What a way to celebrate spring. And Nowruz.